Hi, babe. You never answer the phone. You're always in some meeting. God. You know, sometimes I think you don't answer the phone because you hope I'm going to leave you a dirty voicemail. Well, you're right. So after you left home this morning, oh, God, I was so completely distracted with these thoughts. I got out of the shower and I was drying my hair, and as I walked back into the bedroom, I thought about catching you, touching yourself and moaning and bucking your hips into your hand, and then you see me standing there, still drying my hair, just smirking at you, and you stammer and grab the covers and fumble to put them over your cock, and I just imagine myself saying, nope, almost flippantly, and just toss my towel to the side as you look at me, confused. And then I untuck the towel that was wrapped around my body and just let it drop to the floor. And then watched how your eyes darken as I walked over to the bed. Seeing your chest rise and fall just a little bit faster, until I reach the edge of the bed and you swallow. I love that sound. I'd bend down, first putting my hands and then my knees on the mattress, and crawl towards you. So fucking slowly. Until my skin's brushing yours, and every hair on our bodies is rising with the electricity as I make my way up over your legs. Looking into your eyes as my thighs brush the sides of yours. My hands bracket your waist and my wet hair tickles your belly and it makes you fucking shiver. Before I dip my head down, pressing my lips to the place where your inner thigh meets your pelvis, breathing you in, tilting my head so that your cock brushes against my soft cheek, smirking again, before grasping you gently by the base, letting my tongue taste your slit with just the tip of it in one slow, agonizing lick. You taste like fucking heaven. I moan quietly, low in my throat. Before drinking you in like you were the last source of water on earth. My mouth sinking lower and lower, until I feel your tip press against the very back of my throat. And I push myself, let my mouth yawn open, and you slide in until you're completely sheathed within my throat. And my eyes don't leave yours for a second. And I swallow on you, hollowing my cheeks so they encase your shaft like a second skin. Oh, God, before rising up, my hand following my mouth's movement, sliding firmly over you as I bring my lips to your crown, swirling my tongue around and around, getting a breath through my nose before sliding you back into my mouth, which is fucking watering at the taste of you. I place the palm of my other hand gently over your balls, caressing them in my mouth, as I continue in torturous motions up and down your length. And still I watch you, and I can feel my pulse in my cunt because of those sounds. My God, the sounds you are making as you slide in my mouth go straight to my core, and I am so fucking wet. When I feel you start to buck into my mouth, I throw my forearm across your hips, holding you down and speeding up, feeling the muscles in your abdomen tighten and twitch. But when the word please hisses its way out of your mouth, from between your teeth, I can't fucking take it anymore. I slide off of you and nearly vault my way up your body until you can feel the heat of my pussy as it hovers over your cock. I put my hands on your chest and sink down, trying to go slowly. But when I feel your head breach my entrance, I know that's not gonna fucking work. And I just drop the rest of the way down, not pausing for a second before I'm lifting up again, using your chest for leverage as I impale myself on you over and over and over again. Oh, your hands go to my hips. Your fingers dig into my flesh and press against my bones as you begin to slam down onto your... slam me down onto your cock before you suddenly hold me still, immobilizing me so that you can thrust up into me viciously, pistoning your cock in and out of my pussy. Fuck, baby. I would lose all sense of control, squeezing my eyes shut in fucking glorious pleasure as you batter the hell out of my aching cunt. Balls slapping against my ass, nails digging into my skin, and your voice, Jesus fucking Christ, your voice. I lean harder against your chest, my elbows locked, pressing down in the same pitiful parody of CPR each time I bounce up again and again, easing up as I slam my hips back down. I can feel my orgasm building, but there's nothing that I want more in this world than for you to fucking erupt inside me. A stream of nonsensical words falls from my lips as I ride you, and the only things you can decipher are please and fuck. And oh God, baby. And my whole world narrows down until the only thing that exists in this moment, our bodies shaking and trembling from the strain we're both putting forth, I feel myself start to come and my pussy clamps on your cock, seizing and convulsing around you, and I can't breathe and I can't see. And the only thing I can hear is the blood roaring through my veins as I shatter into a million tiny pieces on your cock. I feel my body convulsing, and if I had any presence of mind at all, I'd be embarrassed by the way I fall forward and tuck my forearms under your back and curl my fingers over your shoulders and fuck your cock like a goddamn animal. You draw your knees up so that you can better thrust up into me, and the sounds my bed makes and the sounds that we make as we take and take and take from each other's bodies could wake the fucking dead. I can't stop. I can't fucking stop. Oh, one of your hands grabs my ass and the other wraps around my back, and your nails find purchase in hanging on as though your very life depended on it. And just as I'm about to collapse, I hear a stream of fuck, fuck, fuck as you snap your hips savagely just before your back arches, lifting both our hips high off the mattress. And I can feel it as you come. Like a hot punch to my cervix, and I am gone, coming again, so fucking hard that it almost hurts, my cunt milking spurt after spurt of cum for your body until you have nothing left. Our muscles give out at the same time and we collapse. Fuck. And we are wrecked. And we are ruined. The darkness just takes us.